So we got to the very last line of Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara had introduced us to a opinion that says Ein Shechita L'Of Min HaTorah, that Min HaDeraisa, you don't have to really do a proper Shechita for an Of, it's enough to kill the animal, kill the Of in some form, some way. So the Gemara says, bring Raya's back and forth, the last line again of Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, Tashma. HaShochet on Shech Sivet Tzarech L'Dam, and requires blood. Chayv L'Chasos, you have to do Kisei Adam. We mentioned yesterday that when it comes to Shechting a Chay and Shechting an Of, there's a mitzvah Kisei Adam, as opposed to Behema, there is no mitzvah Kisei Adam. So a person shechs a Chay or Of, and you need the blood, so you're Chayv to do a Kisei. It's a Shochet, the Shechita. I mean, the blood needs to be covered even though you need it. So Ketan Ha'osa, how does a person go about if he needs the blood? He needs blood from an animal. Again, last line of Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. So he needs blood from an animal. What should you do? You have to cover the blood. You can't take blood away. So Gemara says very simple. You somehow rip off the neck. You rip off the simanim. You kill it in some type of way, making it a nevela. And then a nevela doesn't require kisei adam. And that's how you get the blood of a chaya or of an oaf. So the Gemara says, my, what's the case? La ba'oaf. It's not talking about an oaf. The kabayle lidame linake. That you need the blood. We need the blood for. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, "My la bof kai." It's referring to a bird. Sharei damo roi linake litolas hagdola bebigdei tsemer shikarintina. That certain types of birds or insects, worms, crawl and grow on wool, and you're trying to deter it somehow from coming. So the blood apparently scares the worms away. So you need the blood. So they're not talking about where you need the blood of the bird, and you end up tearing it off. You're tearing off the head of the bird, and you don't need kisei adam. So what's the question here? The question becomes, Rashi says, k'dichsev k'beged achlo ash, v'kamar nochro v'yiftar min ha-kisei. By tearing off a head, you don't need kisei. V'i ein shechita l'of. If really that oaf doesn't require shechita on a deraisa level, nochro is tzarech kisei shezu hishchitaso. I mean, what's the shechita of a behema, a real shechita? What's the shechita of a bird? There is no shechita. Do anything you want. Tear the bird's head off, rip out its simanim, that is the equivalent of a shechita, so that should warrant a kisei adam. Meaning, no matter how you kill a bird, since it doesn't require shechita, that should be the mechayev for kisei adam. So how then can this braisa suggest, if you do a shechita on an oaf, you need to cover the blood? If you do a non-shechita, if you do nochro, okro, you don't need kisei adam. But why is that the case? Anything should require kisei adam for oaf. And the Gemara says, lo, we're not talking about where you need the blood of a bird to deter the worms growing on the wool. Rather, we're talking about b'chaya, the kabayle lidmei lalaka, where you need the blood of a chaya. When it comes to a chaya, there everybody agrees you need shechita for a chaya. So what's the significance? Why would one need blood for a chaya? Rashi says, lalaka means tzava or adom shekarin parka. You need the blood to dye the skin of some sort. So we're talking about shechni a chaya, only shechita of a chaya requires kisadam. Nochro ochre does not require kisadam. But a oaf, anything you do to kill an oaf would always require kisei adam, because ein shechitas oaf min haTorah.
So you're allowed to use the dam from a nevela. I mean, you're allowed to have hana from it.
Hana, yeah, no problem with hana by nevela. No problem with hana. So then the Gemara says three lines down, still on this topic, Tashma. Malak besakin, if a person does a malika with a knife, we know malika is supposed to use a tzipor, and you're supposed to use a nail. But let's say a person uses a sakin, you use a knife instead. Mitame begadim, abes ablia. So a person goes ahead and eats the bird, the bird's considered a nevela, since it was a pasal shchita, pasal malika, and the din of eating a nevela of a nivlas of, it's mitame, the person's begadim when he swallows it. His clothes become tame. Now, vi amris, if we hold, Ein shechita la'of min haTorah, that you really don't have to do shechita properly on an oaf. You could do anything you want. So then the question becomes, Nehi nami, dechitaver le shadre mafrekes, havele trefa. Granted that when you break the spine of this bird now becomes a trefa, but still, tahane le sakin letara mide nevela. The sakin should at least be sufficient to remove it from being a nevela. There are two things that are going on here. There's one thing that the nevela is metame, but nevela is also usher to eat. So if you have a treifa, although you can't eat a treifa because it's treifa for a different reason, you could still prevent it from being nevela in regards to the tum of a tara. So granted, hitting, cutting it in the back of the neck with a knife makes it a treifa, it breaks its spine, but should at least kill the animal, because there should never, meaning there never should be a nevela for oaf. As long as you cut the neck somehow, you break it up, rip off the head, that should never be nevela and shouldn't be metame. So the Gemara says, no. Who damar ki aitana? Really? There's a machlokes tanaim whether shchitas oaf min Torah or not. So he holds like the following tana. The tanya, Rabbi Elezer kafar b'Rabbi Omer, ma tamalomer was a pasuk mi, when it says, acha kashe yechel tzvi. The pasuk goes on to say that acha kashe yechel tzvi is the aisle, kein tochlenu atame vator yachtav yochalenu. And this is a pasuk that's talking about psulim mikdashim, and it's talking about psulim mikdashim connecting it to tzvi v'ayil, to a deer and a ram of some sort. So the Gemara says, what's the connection here? Chima lamanim with tzvi v'ayil. So what are you connecting in Tzvi and Ayil to Psulim Mikdashim, a carbon that was became a Baal Mum? So Gemara says, Me'ata ha'reze balalami, teaching us v'nim salamad, we teach and we learn, ma'akash Tzvi v'ayil li Psulim Mikdashim. Ma'psulim Mikdashim b'shchita, just like Psulim Mikdashim, when it comes to carbonos, even if it's going to be pasul, there's a requirement of shchita, behemoths require shchita, so to aft Tzvi v'ayil, a regular deer, a regular ram, b'shchita, requires shchita. So that's only by Tzvi and v'ayil, a chaya, those require shchitas. V'of, so this is the position that holds that shchita min haTorah doesn't exist. Ein lo shchita min haTorah by an oaf. That's one man d'amar. Who is the opinion that argues? Man tana d'palagala d'Rabbi Elazar kafar, that holds that yesh shchitas oaf min haTorah. That's Rabbi he. Desani, the Braisa tells us that Rabbi Omer, v'zavachta kasher tzvi sicha, that you're supposed to do zvicha the way I commanded you, melami to teach us, shenitzta v'moshe al haveshet v'al kana, v'arov echad v'ov, v'arov shnayim b'behema. This is the makor in the Torah, that even an oaf requires a shchita. There are two simanim, there's the vesh and the kana, you need to shecht both of them, or rove of both of them for behema, and you only need to shecht rove of one of them for the oaf. So this is the source of Rabbi, that it is min haTorah. So that's a machlokas tanaim, again, whether shchitas oaf min haTorah or not. Look over at Tosas for a second, a very interesting Tosas, the mask of al rov. Echad ba'of, va'rov shnaim bibehema. Yesh mefarshim de darish bigamatria de kasher. So Tosas, this is not common of Tosas to bring a gamatria in, but you'll see the end, it's a really interesting gamatria at the end, Rashi Tevos he does. So he says, Yesh mefarshim de darish bigamatria de kasher, aleph, the aleph of kasher is echad ba'of. The shin of Asher is shnayim b'behema, the two siman for behema, and the resh of Asher is rubo, for resh rubo, rubo shel echad kamo. So that's the gematria he makes. It's more of a Rashi Tevos. And he says, rov echad b'of, rov shnayim b'behema. And then he says, Rashi Tevos limafrei, if you put the out of order, Rashi Tevos kasher in the other way, it spells have rubo shel echad kamo. That's the backwards resh shin alf chaf, the Rashi Tevos. So this is a very interesting Tosas with regards to gematrias and Rashi Tevos. Fine. Gemara now says two dots. Echad bof. Yeah.
So the Mishnah says Malak besakin metame begadim abesablia. That's from Rabbi.
Malak.
That's why he says it, right?
Exactly, because he's the one who holds that it's metame begadim, even though it became a. Since you didn't do a right proper shchita, it becomes a nevela. Exactly. According to the Rebbe Elazar ben Akafar, he would hold, no, even a malika would be a good enough killing.
It wouldn't be.
Would not be metame. Okay. Gemara now says, echad b'of, we had said in the Mishnah that all you have to do is shecht one simon of the oaf. So itmar Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says, Amar, which simon do you have to shecht? You have to cut? Oh, veshet, oh, kana, either one. Either the veshet or the kana would be sufficient to make this animal, this oaf, a good shchita. Rav Ada bar Abba Amar Veshet v'lo kana. No, dafka, the Veshet has to be shechted, but the kana would not be allowed, would not be kosher. Rav Nachman Amar O Veshet O kana. How come he learns either or? Either one of Simanim would be sufficient. Echad katani, it says in the Mishnah, Echad bof, Echad koldu, anyone, each, we say, cut one implies either one of them would be the implication of the Mishnah. That's how Rav Nachman reads the simple understanding of the Mishnah. Rav Ada bar Abba Amar Veshet v'lo kana. So how does he learn Dafka Veshit? When you read the Mishnah, it says Echa Bof, one. So why do you pick the Veshit over the Kaner? So it says, my Echad Miyuchad, the Miyuchad one, that which has been more specific, more, specialized. So look at Rashi to explain what that means, Veshit. Miyuchad, Rashi says, Dibur Maschil Veshit. It's around 8 lines down from where we are in the Gemara. Rashi says, Veshit. Miyuchad Shebi Simanim. This is the one that stands out amongst the two simanim, shechayos habehema talibab. The life of the animal actually depends on this. Deha benekev mashu mitchefe vilukana ad mipsak ruba. That a veshet, even a tiny hole in a veshet, will render the animal a trefa, meaning a trefa always means the animal can't live for more than 12 months. So even a kolshu, a tiny hole in the veshet, this animal will die within 12 months. But when it comes to kana, an animal can live with a large hole, a large gaping hole, as long as it doesn't cover rove of the kana. And for that reason, since we see the veshet's more sensitive, more vulnerable to death, that's why it's the miyuchad of the simanim. I mentioned the other day that Sfas Hem is connecting Kana and Veshet to Esav and Yitzchak, Esav and Yaakov. He connected this idea as well. He said the concept of Kol Yaakov, that Yaakov has more Kol, he has more Neshama to it, that's why a Kana could tolerate a much larger hole in the Kana. But since the Veshet and Esav was about Achila, even a small hole will ruin the entire Veshet. He wanted to connect this particular in into it. Okay, the Gemara now says, back inside the Gemara, halfway down the Amud, Simon, the quotes and mnemonic of the next few rayas that the Gemara brings of Shachat, Chatzon, Gargaris, Pigima, Techatas, Ha'uf. So Meisiv asks the Gemara. Shachat is a veshet, v'acharkach nishmetah gargaris. Let's say you shech the veshet. Gargaris is another way of saying the kana. So you shech the veshet, and somehow the gargaris moves out of place. It's ksher. We don't care what happens to the kana after the fact. As long as you shechted one of the simanim, it's good. Nishmetah gargaris. If let's say the kana moved out of place first, v'acharkach shachat is a veshet, possible. And then you shech the veshet afterwards, it's possible, because the moment the gargaris moved out of place, that actually makes it into a trefa. And you can't shecht an animal, even an oaf, after it's become a trefa. So then, shachet is a veshet, v'nim says gargaris shmuta. Let's say you shech the veshet properly. And then when you check the inside of the chicken, turns out the gargaris is out of place. You're not sure at what point this gargaris moved out of place. If the gargaris moved out of place prior to Shechita, it's possible. This is a trefa. If the gargaris moved out of place only after the Shechita of the Veshet, it would be acceptable. So we don't know what happened. So then the Gemara says, Zeya Maisa, this was once a halachla Maisa. And Amru, they said, Kol Safik b'Shechita Psula. Anytime there's a doubt in the Shechita, any form of doubt, it's going to be possible. Vilu b'Shechilo Shechitas, Shechita b'Gargaris l'Katani. So how come it doesn't suggest the Shech the Gargaris, which is another way of saying the Kana? It's a question to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, O Veshet, O Kana. But this Braita only addresses Shechting the Veshet, which implies that Shechting the Gargaris or the Kana wouldn't be good enough. So this is a Kasha to Rav Nachman. And the Gemara says, no, they didn't address Shechting the Gargaris, the Kana, Bishim the Gargaris, Avida Lishdamute. It's hard to do this. It moves around. It's like a vein that kind of moves around. They try to get you, stab you and draw some blood, and the vein moves. So you try to Shecht it, the Gargaris, I guess, slips away. It's not easy to Shecht it properly, and therefore it's a more likely scenario to Shecht the Veshet and the Gargaris moving out of place. But in a Hanami, you Shecht the Kana or the Gargaris, it would have been a good Shechita.
I think it's that the Gargaris is harder to be separated from the meaning that it doesn't get separated so easily, I think.
The Gargaris does, I think.
The Gargaris,
but yeah. The Kana doesn't.
The Kana doesn't, right.
The Veshet doesn't, right. So then the Gemara says, Toshma, Shachat Shnei Chatzai Simanim Ba'of. Psula, let's say you shech both Simanim, but only 50%, only half of each of the simanim, it's not good because you need a rove of one of them. You can't combine half and half here. You need a rove of either one, but miut of or half of each of them won't be sufficient. Vein tzarech lomar, needless to say, but behem as well, this wouldn't be sufficient. You need to have rove for behem, you need to have rove of both, and the oaf you have to have rove of at least one of them, but half of them doesn't work. Rabbi Huda Omer, Be'of ad sheyishchot es haveshet ves havaridim mishum deveh. Fine. So here he says you have to shecht the veshet and also the varidim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that why doesn't he say the kana and varidim? We know Rabbi Yehuda holds varidim, you need to cut the blood, cut that the jugular vein to remove all the blood. That's varidim. But why does Rabbi Yehuda only suggest shechting the veshet? Why doesn't he suggest shechting the kana? Which implies that the Tanakama, the only machlokas in Tanakama is in terms of varidim. With regards to the veshet that Rabbi Yehuda mentions, Tanakama agrees that the veshet is the only simon that's shechted on the oaf. And where it says, no, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda mentions veshet because mishum de veshet samach levaridin, that's where they're located next to each other. So it's mistami, you cut those two together. If you cut the kana on one side, varidin on the other side, it would have been sufficient as well. So there is no kasha from that brisa either. So then the Gemara says, tashma shachet chatzi gargeres v'shah kidei shchita acheres. The gamar shchita sakshera. You do a shchita of half of the gargaris, and then you do a shihir, which is one of the psulim, and you wait the amount of time it takes to do another shchita, whatever, 5 seconds or 4 seconds, whatever the shir is, and then you finish it, it's an acceptable shchita. So my lav is not referring to ba'of, that this is a case of a ba'of, you shechted the gargaris, which is the kana, and my gamra, when it says you finish it off, my gamra, gamra the gargaris, that you finish shechting the gargaris, and we see from here then that shechting the gargaris is not a problem. I mean, normally shehiyah is a problem by shechita. So if you do the shechita in the right place and wait, it should be disqualified. The fact that we tolerate a shehiyah in the gargaris, which is a kana, tells us that that's not the right place of shechni. That doesn't impact because gargaris is meaningless. Look at Rashi to just say that clear. Rashi, last four narrow lines, shahaba kshera, mishum dechati gargaris lav haschal shechiti. It's not a shechita. It's like cutting the bone of the animal without making it a trefa. Shafilu nikra chetzio lo mitchefam behachi. It doesn't work. You make a little cut in the leg of the chicken. It doesn't affect it at all. It doesn't do the shechita. So cutting the gargaris is like cutting a leg and it's no impact. And therefore we see that cutting the kana, the shechita of the kana, has no impact. It's not part of the shechita. It's a kasha again to Rav Nachman.
I mean, they teach differently. I don't know the exact opposite.
Oh, really? But Rashi says, well, I just said, I believe, no? Does he quote?
They do quote Rashi in the notes here, but not on that point.
Okay. Fine. I think I understood Rashi, but we'll see how we can look afterwards. Anyways, the Gemara says, we've seen cutting gargaris is does not affect the shechita. It's not the makom shechita. And the Gemara says, no, not talking about that. We're talking about behema. We're talking about behema. My gamra, gamra the shechita kula. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains, lo, behema, kolomar, ha, filu behema kamar. No, this is even referring to behema, the ha gamra lava gargaris kai, ela kula shechita, kai is referring to the entire shechita. Now, how do you explain that, though? Maybe that's why the article changed it that way. I mean, if talking about behema even, so then a gargaris is going to be, is a makam shechita, and that would make it into a trefa.
No, what happened is he did part of the kane, and he stopped. Then he did the rest of the kane and the veshet all at once.
What's saying here in the Havamin is the fact that it says Gomer is Gomer Gargaris, that shows that Gargaris is a valid Shechita.
Right, so here it says that he kept on going. He went from the Kane, he finished the Kane, he stopped. First he did part, he stopped. Then he did, at once, he did the rest of the Kane and the Vesh.
Right, but that's not what Rashi says.
Not asking,
but this is what
asking why first, why the stop didn't possible it. It's asking why the finishing kasher.
Right. Not sure. The Masifta explained like the article as well, but it doesn't explain Rashi. All right, okay, I'm not sure exactly how to read that according to Rashi, but you have to take the other approach then, according to the article, and Masifta is reading it too, to make shot here in the Gemara, I guess. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tashma, Haresha yachati kana pogum. Let's say the half of the kana is already pogum, it's already torn. V'hosva lava kolshu, and then you add an additional cutting to make it a full robe of the kana. V'gamro shechita shekshera. Then that would be acceptable. So my lab oaf is not talking about an oaf. So we see here that a kana, shechting the kana, is acceptable. And so the Gemara says, my gamru, gamru the kana, you finish the kana, which is lo, bibehema, talking about behema, umai gamru, gamru leveshet. That's pshat here. Oh, so that's how you read Rashi. I get, looking back now, when you cut half the kana, that doesn't make it a trefa. It's you can have a slight cut in the kana. And then when you complete it, make it rove, as long as you did a proper shechita to bring it from 49%, let's say, to 51%, now you've done rove, that shechita becomes a good shechita. Because we said before that when the kana, unless the kana is cut rove, it's not a trefa. A veshet, you couldn't say it's by a veshet. A veshet, a tiny hole, rendered a trefa. A kana, you could have a 49%, 50% have it cut, and it's not a trefa. You just bring it over to 51%, and that's acceptable. So the raya before was just like here, that we see that finishing off the shechita of a kana by an oaf is acceptable, to which the Gemara responds, no, it's referring to shechting the behema, which is finishing the veshet, finishing the kana, and then going through the veshet as well.
He adds, even if he adds a little to the kana without going to
grow. 51%.
Bring, and then he goes on to the veshet.
Exactly.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, last four narrow lines of the page here, Tashma, Ketzad, Molkin, Chatas, Of. How do you do Malika, Nechatas, Of, in the base of Migdash? Chote, Chashidra, Mafrekes, you cut the spine and then the back below Rov Basar, not with most of the skin. We said a few days ago that in order to make an animal trefa in such a way, you have to not only break the spine of the bird, you have to rip most of the Basar. So this is a case where you broke the spine without Rov Basar. Achimagila Veshet, Olakana, until you've the nail has reached the Veshet or the Kana, Higila Veshet, Olakana, you end up, the nail reaches those spots. Chotech Simnechad, you slice one of the Simanim, the Robasa Imo, and then you, along with it, you cut most of the skin. And Uba'ola, with regards to an Ola, you need to do Malik on Shnayim, O Rov Shnayim. So we see from here to Tiyufta, the Rav Adi Bar Abba, Tiyufta, because while Rav Adi says it only is acceptable B'makom HaVeshet, this price clearly accepts it even B'makom HaKana. So my havala. So what's the halacha bottom line with regards to shechita? Rashi says that's with regards to malika. But what about regards to shechita? Is it the same halacha? My havala alei. What do you mean? Could the comments? We just said that we paskin the tetiufta to Rav Adi Bar Abba, and we assume that by shechita both the veshet and the kana are acceptable. Where it says no, dilma shiny hasam dika shidva marfekes. There might be difference by the case of the malika in the base of Migdash, because since you cut the spine along with it, you've removed all the life. Rashi explains you have the marfekes plus the kana or veshu will be sufficient. But when you're doing a shechita in the front, the neck of the chicken, maybe you have to have a veshu which is more of the chias than that of the kana. There is no raya from malika to that of shechita. So the Gemara asks them, "My, what's the bottom line? How do we pass in by shechita?" So Gemara says, last two lines of Amud Aleph here, Tashma. Dehu bar avza dehava beirava. There was once a duck or a goose of some sort, some type of poultry that was in the house of Rava. Also, kimimas meis kuev, where Rashi explains, meluchlach tzavaro bedama. There was blood dripping down the neck of the bird, this goose or duck. Shenikra Tavaro, Rashi explained that the neck had been torn. The Tarach Livdok with Simanim, you have to check the Simanim, Shema Nifsa, Kakano, Kinika Vavesha. Perhaps some animal tore half of the rove of the Kana, or maybe made a slight hole in the Veshet, and that would make it a Patrefa. And Rashi says further, Umishim Safik Drusa, Lobai Lumivdikai, Ditalinim Bakalva Bakana, Kidikamina Hasam, Safik Kalva, Safik Shinra, Amar Kalva. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says, so you have to check it. So Amar Rava, Rava says, hey, chinavid, what's the process? What's the procedure here? What should you do? So Gemara says, nishchate, if you're going to shech the animal first with a bloodied neck, v'hadar nivdike, and then you should check it after you've shechted it. Well, dilma b'makom nekev kashachet. Maybe mama shechted it right in the spot where it was, some dog came along and bit its neck, and you won't be able to check it properly. So then the Gemara says, Nibdekei v'havdar nishchatef, you're going to first inspect the neck, and then shecht it after the fact. Well, ha'amar Rabba, Rabba says, Veshet ein lo bedika mibuchot ela mibifnim. You're going to check the veshet properly from the internal examination, not outside. You have to somehow flip it inside, and you can't do that while the animal is still alive. So how could you look at the inside of the veshet while the animal is still alive? So you can check it prior to doing the shechita. So the Gemara says, Amarle Rav Yosef Rei, Nivdike Lakana. No, you check the Kana before Shechita. And then Nishchata, Lakana. Then you shech the Kana, which is an acceptable Shechita, just that simen. And then Lichshere, now it's Kasher. And then Hadar Lafchu Levesha. Then you take the Vesha after it's dead and you flip the inside to look at the inside of it, Livdike, and then you could check it. So we see from here, Amar Rava Chacham Yosef Bray, my dear son Yosef is so wise, betrayed us in the areas of halacha, Rav Yochanan as an expert as Rav Yochanan was. Alma, we see from here though, Echad the Kamar, that which the Mishnah says Echad, it's Ohai, it's either the Kana or the Veshet, in accordance with Rav Nachman, and against Rav Ad the Barava. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achi Yishchot, as a Veradin, he says that part of the Shechita, not only do you have to do either the Kana or the Veshet, you also have to do the Varidin in order for all the blood to come out. So Amar Rav Chisda says Lo Amar Rav Yehuda Ela Ba'Of. This is only true of a bird. Hol Vitzal Toleo Kulo Keachet. Since it was typical to roast an entire bird together, so therefore there's going to be a lot of blood. Since you're not cutting up the oaf in pieces, there's going to be a lot of blood there. So to remove the blood prior to cooking it, you have to cut the verid, and this way the blood squirts away, and there's no concern. Aval Behema Kevi De Menatcha Eva Ever Lo Tzarech. When it comes to a behemoth, no one shechs a whole cow in a grill. You don't do that. You cut it into pieces. So when you cut it, all the blood is going to be extracted that way, and therefore you don't have to cut the varidim when it comes to behemoth. So Gemara says, is this to say, what's the underlying reason behind Rabbi Yehuda? Is this lamemer? Is this to suggest the time of Rabbi Yehuda? Bishim damhu. The reason why you have to shech the varidim in it, to cut the varidim, is because of the dam that's there to remove the blood. But v'hatanya tatran, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shishkor esav aridim? Sounds like the shchita. It's a din in shchita, not a din in hotzas dam. It's about shchita. That shchita must be v'aridim, and nothing to do with the dam. Gemara says no. Ema ad sheyinakev esav aridim. No, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about the ma'ase shchita. Ma'ase shchita for Rabbi Yehuda is the olkana oveshet. It's a separate point of slicing open the varidin to remove the blood, and that's even sheyinakev, even making a hole, a puncture, which is not a good shechita, would be sufficient to fulfill Rabbi Yehuda's requirement of removing the blood. So why does the Mishnah then say Achi Yishchot, give us this false impression? Achi Yinkov Bishas Shchita. You have to poke a hole in the varidin during the time of shchita. That's in terms of timing, but not before or afterwards. If you look at Rashi, just Rashi says Achi Yishchot. He says Vilis. No, that's what I wanted. Bishas Shchita Shadam Cham Viotze. When it's still hot, it boils and comes out. The cold, it gets congealed. It doesn't flow as much. Okay. The Gemara now says Tashma. Varidin b'shchita divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So again, it says it clearly the varidin is connected to the ma'aseh shchita. And ema varidin tzarach l'nakvan b'shas shchita divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara tweaks the brisa to be consistent that no, it's varidin during the shchita, but not that you have to do a ma'aseh shchita to the varidin. So Tashma, another raya, amru lo l'Rabbi Yehuda. They say back to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakhama says to Rabbi Yehuda, me'achar shlo hu's kar varidin ela hotzi mehem dam. After you mention, you've explained yourself that cutting the varidin is only to extract the blood. Mali b'shchita, mali shlo b'shchita. Who cares when you're doing this? Who cares during shchita? Who cares after shchita? So he says, mechlal, Rabbi Yehuda savar b'shchita hachi kamarli. What the understanding is, mali l'nakvan b'shas shchita, mali l'nakvan shlo b'shas shchita. The Gemara tweaks this as well, even though it says, it sounds like he's during the shechting, it says, well, who cares whether you're making the hole during shechita, who cares whether you're making the hole after shechita? V'hu savar, so he holds, or Yehuda is of the opinion, like Rashi already alluded to us, b'shash shechita osidam, d'chaim, the blood comes out well, it's hot during the shechita, and therefore it comes out much more quickly. Shelo b'shas shechita, if it's not during shechita, lo asidam dikarir, it doesn't come out because it's cold and congeals and it's slow to drip out. That's all. So again, another brisa with a conversation where it emphasizes the shechita, to which the brisa just tweaks it and says, no, it means b'shas shechita. So boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the question, varidin l'Rabbi Yehuda, shaha behen, daras behen mahu. Let's say while shechting, while cutting the varidin, you do a psul, you do a shahiyah, you do a darsa, you wait, you do it a different direction, you poke at it, you don't do a holach of umevi. So is that going to render the cutting of the varidin psul or not? So Amarlei, ha hu saba, a certain old man, perhaps Eliyahu Navi, explained, hachi amar b'alazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Amila, others say, Amrle Ahusaba l'Rabbi Elazar, Hachi Amr b'Yochanan, Menakvan b'Kotz, Vengsherim. You could just poke it with a little nail, a little thorn, and that's sufficient. You don't need to do a Ma'ase Shechita, which case, Shehiya, Darsa, all psulim don't impact the Varidim, because Varidim is not really a din in Ma'ase Shechita. So Tani Kavasi the Rav Chisda. We're going back to Braisa that supports Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was of the opinion that said that you don't need to... that Rabbi Yehuda only requires cutting varidin by an oaf, but not by behemah. Again, since behemah we cut up in pieces, so that's going to remove the blood. But since we often roast a bird or poultry as one unit, we have to do varidin to remove the blood. Now, as an aside, there's a machlokus in the Rishonim. Let's say a person knows he's going to cut the bird in pieces and grill them in pieces? Would he have to cut the varid in according to Behuda in that case or not? And the Rush writes, even if you plan to cut them before putting on the grill, you still need to cut the varidin, because there's always a chashash, and maybe you're not going to cut it, and you might want to roast it whole. And other posts can say, no, we're actually, if you know for sure that you're going to cut the bird in pieces before roasting it, then you would be allowed to avoid. You would not have to cut the varidin in that particular case. So what's the braisa that supports Rav Chisda again? The Tani Kavasa Rav Chisda, Shachat Shnei Chatzai Simanim Ba'o Pasal. You cut 50% of the kana or end the veshet, it doesn't work because you need rove of one of the simanim. And Vein Tach Lomer Behema, needless to say by Behema, that half of both of them wouldn't work. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ba'of Achi Yishcho, Esa Veshet Vesavarid. Rabbi Yehuda says, until you shecht the veshet, ba'of, he says, ba'of, Dafki mentions, ba'of, when it comes to the bird, you have to shech the veshet and the varidim, implying, when it comes to a behema, you do not have to cut the varidim. The Gemara now says, two dots, chatz yechad ba'of, so we had said, this is quoting which part of the Mishnah, that half of the oaf, and half of the one siman of the oaf, or two halves of shei simanim of the behema, would be possible. So itmar rav, Rav Amar, mechsa mechsa kirov. What does half mean? If it's mamish half, 50%, that's actually considered rov. 50% is enough. 49% is enough, but if it's mamish 50%, according to Rav, we view that as being 51%, and that would be acceptable shechita. Rav Kana Amar, mechsa mechsa, eino kirov. It's not like rov. We have other machlokism like this as well. I think a machlokism in Baba Kama about this. Chatzi Nezek also, I think, is similar to this. And there's another case in Gemara in Erevin about half and half parut to meruba. The Gemara says for a erev to be good, it has to be omed is meruba miyat parut. So omed means the walls has to be more than the parts and the breaches in the wall. The Gemara said if it's mechsa al mechsa, machlokas whether we view that as being parut or omed. So I believe it's the same parties involved that machlokas. I'm assuming that they're saying the same thing. But again, Rav holds mechsa mechsa is karov, and Rav Kana assumes mechsa mechsa is eino karov. So Rav Amar Mechsa, Mechsa is Kerov, Hachi Amar Lei Rachmana. The Torah tells the Moshe, says the Moshe, when he gives him the Zavachta, Chashir Tzivizicha, it's Shechta, like I commanded you, he said, Lo Tishaya Ruba, don't leave behind 50%, 51%, don't leave behind Rov. But if you only leave behind 50%, you've satisfied my requirement, you didn't leave behind a Rov. So it's about what should not be done. While Rav Kahana Amar Mechsa, Mechsa is Eina Kerova, because it's not like Rov. Hachi Amar Lei Rachmana. The Torah says, the Moshe, Shachet Ruba, you should shech dafka rov. You should shech 51%, and you haven't accomplished that. So the Machlokas is, when the Torah gave the Kodesh, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the command, the Tzivoy to Moshe to shech, did it mean you should shech rov, or you shouldn't leave rov unshechted, if you will? So Gemara now brings a couple of riyas for this point. Simon, Chatzi, Ketina, Gargaris, Pegima. So the Gemara says, we're not going to go through all of them today, but we'll just go through maybe the first two, get to the last line of the Amud here, Tanan. The Mishnah tells us that Chatzi Echad Be'of Ve'echad Ve'chatzi Behema Shechitas Psula. Half of a one simon by an oaf doesn't work, and one and a half doesn't work by a Behema. The Iamis Bechsa Mechsa Kerov, if you assume half and half is actually like Rov, is like the opinion of Rav. Am I apostle? Why is apostle? This should be acceptable. Half of a kana should be acceptable. Mechsa Mechsa. Ha'avid le'rov. So Gemara says it's only midirabanan. Dilma lo asi le'meved palga. Midirabanan, they disqualify the shechita. But midiraisa, Rav holds mechsa, mechsa, mamish is good. But since it becomes unclear where 50%, how to draw the line, what it looks like, what's the actual case, therefore they said it should be 51%, whereby it's very clear. And then the Gemara says, on a different topic, but connecting it to this, Amr of Katina Tashma. Chalku l'shaim, let's say you have a tanur that became tameh. You have an oven that became tameh. And Rashi points out here, chalku l'shaim, it's around 10 lines up in Rashi, chalku l'shaim, tanur shenitma. You have your oven that became tameh. Ein lo tar, the only way to purify this tanur is ela netitza, you have to break it. Kidechsev yutatz. If you crack off only a few parts of the behemoth, of the tanner rather, so then you haven't completed a titza. The titza must be that rove of the tanner, 51% at least, had been destroyed. So the Gemara now says, back inside again, Tashma, Chalku l'shnaim, you split the oven, mamish in half, 50-50. V'hein shavin, they're mamish equal. V'shneim t'meim, both are still going to be tamei. Fisha iev shalat samsein, not able to be so exact. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? She'ef shal tamsim, shehu mechuvanim. You can't be so precise that it's mamish 50% here, 50% there. There's always going to be some point percentage difference. One of them does have rov, and we don't know which side has rov. Since we don't know, we can't remove the tumah. So therefore, ef shal tamsim. But the Gemara says, ha, in a theoretical case, ef shal tamsim, if one would be able to be so precise to do 50-50, the implication is tahorim. It's going to be tahor because both parties, both halves, were 51% destroyed. So Gemara says, am I tahorim? Why would it be tahor? We should say the opposite. Zil hacha ika ruba, zil hacha ika ruba. According to Rav, each 50% is viewed as 51%. So each one should be fully intact, and therefore they should both be tame. And so the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Papa, trei rube bechad manaleka. You can't say, you can't take 100% to create 102%. That doesn't exist. You can't have 50 here and 50 here, now both have 51%. That they don't exist. And therefore, it's impossible to do that. So in our case, we say 50% here, 50% there is mamish 50%. When it comes to a cutting the simen, we don't care about to have 50 here, 50 here. We just care that I accomplish 51%. So when I shecht 50%, we could halachically view that as 51%. And the other half, we could halachically view as 49%. That's some, I'm not sure how it works mathematically, but that's how halacha is telling us we could look at the kana or the vesha. When it comes to two items, looking at them separately, where they buy, they each need the rov, we can't halachically view 50% as being 51%, and therefore there are no rayos or kashas from the sugya of tanur or shenitma. Okay, stop here.